Boston many years ago. My mom was doing it at Christmas time. I knew they were going to have this 8-hour meditation, and I couldn't see how I could meditate that long at one time. He meditated these 8 hours by doing 4 hours in one stretch, and then 15 minutes relaxing time, and then right back to meditation again for another 4 hours. All I remember was, and he asked me, I did go, and so when he began his meditation, he sat his chair, or his chair was in the center of the platform. It was rather a little platform like this one. He had two chairs on one either side of him, and he had Mr. Lin sit on his left side, and I sat on his right side. He asked me to sit in that chair. I didn't know what I was in for, because I thought that many hours of meditation was about to actually kill you, you know. But I was saying just about when he'd reach out his arm, he could touch me. So I sat there like everyone else, and I tried to meditated as he directed the meditation. Finally, it seemed like my bones began to give me trouble, and after maybe an hour or something like that, and I got in such a body condition that I just thought my bones were coming apart. I thought I'd stand up a little bit. And he reached over and he pushed on my thigh and pushed me down. And every time I tried it once in a while because I just thought I couldn't stand it. And then he'd push me down every time. And finally I thought that the whole house was coming down, and I somehow or other I settled down in somewhere or another, and I must have lost consciousness a little bit, because after I sat there I didn't feel anything anymore. And as I sat there and both went between the eyebrows, and the darkness went away, and I saw some of the most glorious buildings and scenery that the mind couldn't even describe the beauty of the scene that came before that I saw while I was sitting there. And then I noticed that I remember as I was looking it over, and all at once the inner voice said, "Look up." Then I looked up over the top of all of those things, and then I saw it went into the infinite light. And that was what Master wanted me to do, but I almost had to break my physical body down in order to do that. And after that, I don't know how long it was, then in this allness of space and the allness of everything, they were things came one after another. Some other things, some Jesus came, St. Teresa of Avila came, and others that I'd heard of. They were all just like floating in space. They were so beautiful, and so each one was so absorbed in his own meditation, in his God meditation. No one could ever describe the beauty of this hazy, glorious look, like tone. And I saw it to the left and down low of my, I saw a man come in there, come in the periphery of this. And I looked in his face. I couldn't even begin to describe what a beautiful looking man he was. He had everything all combined in his expression of everything, the highest and the good, and the good. Such a look of compassion, such a look of wisdom and understanding. I looked at him, he looked at me, and after a while it seemed vanished. And it was over, and I'd even forgotten that I was in Mount Washington, where I was. So So that master did for me that time, that meditation. That's why I shall always hold it dear. But all these swirling universes and all the whole universe itself is right inside of your own self. If it wasn't inside of yourself, you couldn't see it out. You'd never see it outside if it wasn't already within your own self. So you don't need airplanes or astronauts or missiles to carry you to from one location to another because you're already inside of it. And that's what you see when you meditate. Some area of consciousness. And wherever, whatever area it is, it's the most glorious thing. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And how true it is, because everyone's consciousness is not on the same level of consciousness, and still one can be awakened in Christ's consciousness. Because there are many levels of consciousness in the third dimension. Such as we live in today, we have all sorts of states of consciousness. And we live with it while we're evolving as human beings and human evolution. But the ultimate goal is to get back into that great light out of which we have all come, that great light into which we shall all return. That will be the ultimate goal. And as we evolve as human beings, we find our way from one grading school to another, so to speak, in the spiritual school. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 grades, and then you go into the higher grade. And then after a while, you will evolve yourself through the astral consciousness, through all the areas where these beautiful sceneries and beautiful buildings and perfect architecture and perfect this and that and everything else that you see everywhere. So you must outlive that, go beyond that, into that supernal light that permeates the universe. It always was, it always will be. And that is the primordial source. First motion out of primordial source is light. The light is with, that is what is called Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is the light of the world. It's everywhere, just behind the darkness of closed eyes. When we drop lower than the Christ consciousness, then we get into the darkness. Now we're in the darkness, now we're trying to come back up into the light again. And it can only be done by meditation, by right knowledge, by right wisdom and understanding, and help from those who lead the way, that we finally return and into that source of which we find peace, joy, and happiness. So learn to sit when you're meditating at home or wherever you are. Find a time each week or at least some time when you can meditate. At least a half an hour at one time or an hour or 2 hours. And try that. Get lost in your meditation. The world will treat you better, you'll see better, you'll make better decisions, and everything will be better, and you will be blessed in many, many ways. If you will depend on the infinite consciousness instead of your own mind. But everywhere in all the teachings, still with thee till the purple morning breaketh. It's the greatest concern of the yogi to control his own mind. If you learn how to, if you can control your own mind, you can hold your meditation steady, and the darkness or the veil will be run asunder is drawn aside in just the moment that you achieve pure inner control of the mind. Mind becomes fixed. And when your breath slows down, you sit there like an inert thing. You don't breathe anymore. Start blood circulation stops as the ultimate. And so in the Nibbakalpa Samadhi is a state before the final samadhi with a little seed. A seed of the little little flicker of desire here and there. And then when that is over, now we go into the final, we go into the final samadhi, in which we become one with the great God of the universe. Then we realize that we are made in the likeness and image of God, that the way we're made is the way God is made. So we're both the same. It is just something of rediscovery. Everyone is in it. Everyone has their lives, move, and have their being in this great ocean of life, the great ocean of spirit, the great ocean of energy. If you sit long enough in your meditation, you'll break yourself down just like Master broke me down. I had a little help with it because I probably never have done it myself. But with his help and through his grace, he did that.